This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Narang Koyang. The three new criminal laws, Bharatiya Nyaya Sangeeta 2023, Bharatiya Nagrik Suraksha Sangeeta 2023 and Bharatiya Sakshya Adhiniyam 2023 came into force today. The Parliament passed these bills during the winter session last year. The new criminal laws mark a significant step towards empowering Indian citizens. These laws aim to create accessible, supportive and efficient justice system for everyone. The key provisions of the new criminal laws include reporting incidents online, filing an FIR at any police station, as well as the victims getting a free copy of the FIR. Apart from this, in the event of an arrest, the individual has the right to inform a person of his choice about the situation. The new laws have also prioritized the investigation for offense against women and children, ensuring timely completion within 2 months of recording information. In the new criminal laws, it has become mandatory for forensic experts to visit crime scenes for serious offenses and collect evidence. Summons can now be served electronically, expediting legal processes, reducing paperwork, and ensuring efficient communication between all parties involved. In Arunachal Pradesh, incessant heavy rainfall continues to wreak havoc across the state. India Meteorological Department has issued a red alert for 9 districts, namely Papumpare, Kurumkume, East Kameng, Leparada, East Siang, Lower Dibang Valley, Namsai, Lohit and Changlang. The rest of the districts are either in the orange or yellow zone. The Pare Hydro Project near Sagali has released a record of 1,334 cubic meters of water today, which is the highest since 2014 and likely increase again. The downstream dwellers are advised to be vigilant and avoid the river banks for the next few days. In the capital city, Itanagar, the district administration has directed to close all the schools for the next 5 days from tomorrow due to non-stop heavy rain. Meanwhile, road blockades due to landslides were reported from multiple locations along the Pasigad-Pangin-Alo road. The public is advised to avoid the route during heavy rains and night hours. Meanwhile, the restoration work is underway. The Assam Rifles has launched the Operation Savior to rescue stranded civilians and provide relief to the flood-devastated villages in Namsai and Changlang district. Almost 500 civilians were rescued from Bijoypur, Dharampur, Mudoi, Srishtipur, Handimara, Bil and Chokham. Further, the troops have also set up temporary camps and shelters for the flood victims and are coordinating closely with the civil administration to provide emergency rations, food and medicines. India and Pakistan today exchanged the list of civilian prisoners and fishermen in each other's custody through diplomatic channels in New Delhi and Islamabad. External Affairs Ministry said India has shared the names of 366 civilian prisoners and 86 fishermen in its custody who are Pakistani or are believed to be Pakistani. Pakistan has shared the names of 43 civilian prisoners and 211 fishermen in its custody who are Indian or are believed to be Indian. Such lists are exchanged every year on 1st January and on 1st July under the provisions of the bilateral agreement in Consular Access 2008. Itanagar Capital Police today organized an awareness cum launching program on the implementation of the new criminal laws at Itanagar Police Station. Deputy Commissioner Itanagar Capital Region Sweta Nagarkoti Mehta was also present during the program. Speaking to the media, SP Capital Angad Mehta said that with the implementation of the three new laws, the conviction rate will increase and the contacts of Arunachal Pradesh, it will rise in double digits. It said it also marks a big change as various measures have been taken to help the citizens in terms of transparency, victim compensation, witness protection and others with a focus on delivering justice to the victim. He also expressed confidence that the Itanagar Police and the whole organization of Arunachal Pradesh Police will be forefront of this. Furthermore, he also informed about three processes of FIR registrations, online FIR, zero FIR and normal FIR. The National Testing Agency today declared the revised result of 1,563 candidates and the rank of all the candidates of the NEET UG exam after the retest. The NTA said in the release that the revised scorecards of all the candidates are available on its website. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.